Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're still on Point of View. My name is Pimelo Motena. Unfortunately, we're hearing some devastating stories coming out of the Western Cape Disaster Management, saying that you have 15,000 people who are displaced by the storms, and you are already feeling it here in Gauteng. It is very, very chilly. So this unfortunately started over the weekend. We do have on the line from Gift of the Givers, Ali Sable, who is on the line with us. Ali, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Please give us a sense of how things are at the Western Cape. You've been on the ground, and we are hearing devastating stories. Tell us your perspective for where you've been.
The main concern at the moment is for the residents of Ward 99 in Khayelitsha. On Friday morning, they experienced excessive gale force winds, destroying and flattening close to 1,000 structures, leaving close to 4,000 people displaced. This was 2 days before the weather warnings for the inclement weather to hit the Western Cape. Currently, these people are still sleeping out in the open. The National Department of Human Settlements is trying to get these people temporary accommodation. It's not looking good out there, as many elderly people, mothers with children, are sleeping out covered with plastic sheeting. Sure. And the temperature is freezing here currently. Yeah. On Sunday, which was yesterday, when the first storms came in, the calls started pouring in. Within a few minutes, close to 10,000 people have reached out to Gift of the Givers already. Mm. And this was from the major informal settlements of Khayelitsha, Guguletu, Philippi East, Langa, Mufaleni, Inkanini, and many other informal settlements. By last night, when we had our team meeting to discuss our humanitarian aid delivery for today, when we tallied the numbers together, we surpassed the 15,000 number of people requiring assistance for today. Today we distributed over 15,000 hot meals, 5,000 blankets, baby care packs, personal hygiene care items, warm beanies for small ones, and warm clothing. Our operation will continue in the next coming days as calls are still coming through to us for assistance as the heavy rains, as tomorrow Western Cape will receive 100% rain, and visiting the informal settlement today is total destruction.
So obviously, you know, you provide the meals, the blankets and the beanies and so whatever you can, but I imagine that the ground is wet. I imagine that, as you're saying, that, you know, the weather is tomorrow, you're expecting 100% rains, and they have not been moved. So where are people right now?
The 4,000 people that are displaced, which is the main concern, they are out in the open under every piece of cover, whether it's someone's garage, whether it's a bus stop, whether it's anywhere, they are busy taking cover in there. That's what we witnessed today. Just to paint a picture for your listeners, today I was busy with an assessment in Tlawantle. It's an informal settlement close to Strand, close to the Grabouw area. As I was walking through the informal settlement, the water above my knees, I saw three young children, while teams, we also saw three young children looking through the window because they're hearing foreign voices. As we knocked on the door, the aunt was looking after them as the mother had to go work today. As she opened up the door, the place was drenched with water. The children were bare feet. They only had a shorts on, a vest on, and they were shirt. And we then asked them, where's your warm clothing? When we went further into the house, everything was drenched in water. Their tracksuits, their clothing, their shoes were floating above the water. And we then asked them, for how long are you guys staying like this? They said, for the last 2 days. The children were just lying on the mattress, on the wet mattress. We then immediately ensured with officials was with us to prioritize in getting warm clothing and assistance to these people. But this is just one of thousands of situations we are currently dealing with in the Western Cape. Visiting a old granny today in Newrest informal settlement, Guguletu. She was too weak to leave her informal settlement. Her goods was completely drenched. Her bedding was wet. She was lying there. Sure. She said she has arthritis. She's too weak to get out. Sure. And that she's lucky one of our volunteers identified this house. We could deliver home meals for them and some home clothing as well. But the operation is going to be huge. So we are currently feeding close to 15,000 meals per day. Tomorrow that number will increase as more informal settlements reach out to us. And hopefully those people that are severe, those homes that are severely affected, much more quicker action is taken in providing shelter for these people.
You're not going to speak for the city or the province, I understand that, but are we getting swift movement to get them into shelter that is protected, shelter that is safe, shelter that's going to give, you know, some sort of warmth?
You know, there's not enough shelters to accommodate the large numbers. That's why the National Department of Human Settlements is in Cape Town. We had a meeting with them this morning. They're trying every means possible to provide temporary accommodation. The lady of Human Settlements was quite emotional in the meeting this morning, saying she could not rest because when she went to Khayelitsha, she saw firsthand the current situation that people are living in and looking for cover. And tomorrow is a joyous day for everyone's children. It's the first day of school. But keep the thoughts of the children in the township, in the Western Cape, in your thoughts. Those children have absolutely no joy to look out for school tomorrow. Their school uniform, school books, stationery, completely wet. They have nothing to go to school with. No school shoes, absolutely nothing. So it's and plus tomorrow, on top of that, it's a very one of the coldest days in the Western Cape.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be, and it's going to be escalating even on Thursday. Ali, I don't know if anybody is listening here who is in the Western Cape, but if they're not, is there any way we can add and support the people there, the people that you've just spoken of? How do we support what you're doing?
Most definitely. You're most welcome to contact our toll-free number 0800-786-911 or visit our social media pages. You can see the items that's required. Urgent need at the moment is for the purchase of blankets. You know, we pulled in additional supplies from our warehouses in Gauteng and KZN. Trucks are en route to Cape Town with more supplies, but the numbers is increasing by the day. So you can just the figures I'm giving to you are just the Cape Metropole alone. Mm. We must still reach out to the areas outside the Cape Metropole. Mm. It's already areas from the Drakenstring, Makoeni calling us, areas from Witzenberg, Citrusdal, Ceres, Grabouw, in the Theewaterskloof. So those numbers still have to
I believe Gqeberha as well has got, you know, they also are reaching out to us for assistance.
That's correct. We have a team there as well. Our teams will be assisting the community of Gqeberha and the Buffalo City Metropole where the storms are set to hit by this evening. Mm. So our teams are on standby there as well. We have a team on standby in the Garden Route to render assistance if needs be. So the operation has been extended not only to the Cape Metropole, to other parts of the province and the sister province as well.
And as you're saying, the number is 0800-786-911.
That's correct.
All right. You know, I don't know. We don't know what to say. Ali, thank you so much for all the work that you guys are doing. Really appreciate you making time for us. Thank you. Thank you. And all the best. We will keep you in our prayers. Thank you very much, Ali.
Thank you so much.
Ali Sabli is a Gift of the Givers a spokesperson, as you heard for yourself. I mean, this weather, the forecast is not looking good. Tomorrow it'll be 100% rain in the Western Cape. We are also expecting that the weather is going to get worse as the days go by. Thursday, we are told, will be the worst. But that number again for Gift of the Givers is 0800-786-911. You can go to their website as well to have a look at what other items you may be able to donate. You know, it's up to you, really, if you are able to send to them. They can actually take stuff from the Gauteng warehouses, as he said, so you don't have to be in the Western Cape. You can donate here, and then they'll be able to move things themselves to the Western Cape. But it's not looking good, and unfortunately, you know, this weather is not going to be letting up anytime soon. I've got a voice note coming through, and I'm very happy to also take your calls on 086-000-959. Those voice notes can come through, and you can also send the WhatsApps and you can send on X as well at Kaya959. You can also send and tag me at Pimelo Mudene.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya959.co.za.